Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Yeshua the Messiah, to all the saints in the Messiah Yeshua who are at Philippi, with the overseers and elders. Grace to you and peace from Elohim our Father, and the Master Yeshua the Messiah. I thank my Elohim for every reminder of you. In every prayer of mine for you all, I have always made requests with joy. Due to your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Yeshua the Messiah. It is right for me to think this of you all because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonments and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are fellow partakers of my grace. For Elohim is my witness, how I long after you all with the affection of Yeshua the Messiah. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve things that are excellent so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of the Messiah, being filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Yeshua the Messiah for the glory and praise of Elohim. But I want you to know, brothers, that the things which happened to me have resulted in advancing the gospel, so that my imprisonments in the Messiah have become known throughout the entire palace guard and to all the rest. And a great many of the brothers in Yeshua, having become confident because of my incarcerations, have dared to speak the word without fear. Some indeed are preaching the Messiah out of envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach the Messiah out of contention, not sincerely, intending to add trouble to my circumstance. But the latter preach out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, the Messiah is preached. And in this I rejoice. Indeed, I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayer and the support of the Spirit of Yeshua the Messiah, this will result in my deliverance. Accordingly, it is my earnest expectation and my hope that I shall be ashamed in nothing, but that with all boldness as always, so now also, the Messiah will be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me, to continue living is the Messiah, and to die is gain. But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor to me. Yet I do not know what I shall choose. I am in a difficult position between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with the Messiah, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for your sake. Having this confidence, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your joyful advancement of the faith, so that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Yeshua the Messiah when I am in your presence again. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of the Messiah, that whether or not I come and see you, I may hear of your activities, that you are standing fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Do not be frightened by your adversaries. This is a sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and this from Elohim. For to you it was granted on behalf of the Messiah not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me.